right, husbands, I got great news for you. I gave the wives great news that they have to be subject to their husbands. All right, I know that's fantastic news, but don't worry, I reciprocate. I'm an equal opportunity thriller here at the Martin Zender Show. Hi, everybody. This is Martin Zender, and this is the Martin Zender Show. And I'm going to tell husbands now, wonderful thing, you are able to adore and worship your wives. Now, don't get nervous with that word worship. Don't get nervous. It's the verb form of the word worth. But it sounds stupid to say, I worth you, so you worship someone. It's a generic term. It doesn't necessarily refer to God. Scripture says you're only supposed to worship God as God, but you're not worshiping your wife as God. You're worshiping her as a splendid specimen of a human being. And some women worship shoes, right? It's just, don't get nervous about that term, but there's no substitute for that word to describe a man's passion for a woman. We first saw an indication of this passion in the Garden of Eden when Adam went toward Eve, and it is worship. In fact, Jesus uses that term generically when he tells a parable about the man who worshipped his master, and Jesus didn't say there was anything wrong with it. All right, this isn't on the topic of worship, but I thought I would bring this term up because I love this term as referring to women, especially that the male-female dynamic, I'll say specifically the husband and wife dynamic, is a fantastic picture of service. And it's sexual. Yes, it is. It is sexual. That's the good news for you men. I'm not just asking you to serve your wives like some butler serves his master. I'm asking you to serve them sexually. When a husband and a wife hold hands, it's sexual. When they give each other that look, it's sexual. You can be completely sexual with your clothes on. A kiss is sexual. Holding hands is one of the most sexual things you can do. There's something about the word sexual. I guess I just like saying it. Anyway, we're going to go to back to Ephesians chapter 5. And we're going to get instructions for you husbands of what to do for your wives. And we're going to look at the example of Christ. But as we look at the example of Christ, keep aware that this doesn't follow all the way through. In other words, the example of Christ humbling himself and serving the ecclesia was non-sexual. But a husband's sacrificing for his wife is sexual. I'm sorry, ladies, but that's the reason men get married. Yes, we like the companionship, but we also like the sex. But I got to tell you, men, this ought to make you women happy. Sex is more than the unclothed acts. There are a lot of clothed acts that are very meaningful, very exciting, very erotic, and we're going to talk about feet. All right, Ephesians 5, verse 23. We already covered this, verse 22. Let the wives be subject to their husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ, head of the ecclesia. All right, we covered that. Now we're going to go to verse 25. Husbands, be loving your wives according as Christ also loves the ecclesia and gives himself up for its sake. He gives himself up. But as I said, Christ giving himself up for the ecclesia is non-sexual. This is sexual to the hilt. I'm going to show you how in a second here. Yesterday, I told you, I think I gave you a bad reference. I said Philippians 3 talks about the lowering of Christ, but it's actually Philippians chapter 2. I only missed it by one chapter. That's not bad. Yeah, it was one chapter. All right, I got the right book, right? Philippians. It's in Philippians chapter 2. Now, this is for all of us, but this is especially for husbands in light of the passage in Ephesians we just read. Philippians 2:5, for let this disposition be in you which is in Christ Jesus also. All right, now this is for all of us in how we behave ourselves in the world, but it's specifically for husbands because husbands are specifically told in Ephesians 5 to love your wives according as Christ loves the ecclesia. And here is how Christ loves the ecclesia. Jesus, who, being inherently in the form of God, Philippians 2:6, deems it not pillaging to be equal with God, nevertheless empties himself, taking the form of a slave, coming to be in the likeness of humanity, and being found in fashion as a human, he humbles himself, becoming obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now look at this. This is the disposition that husbands are to have toward wives, but we're sexualizing it. Christ was inherently in the form of God. And husbands, you have been given headship in your marriage. You are the head of your wife, and she is to be subject to you. Christ is the head of the universe. It was bestowed upon him, this role of honor, by his father. Now, what does he do? What does he do with that? Does he lord it over the ecclesia? Does he lord it over the universe? Does he rule it with an iron fist? No. He humbles himself, taking the form of a slave. This word form is very important. He's not a slave, but he comes in the form of a slave. A slave is in his essence. And husbands, when you serve your wives, we're not saying that a servant is your essence or that a slave is your essence. You're still the head of your wife, and yet as the head, you lower yourself and you treat her as better than yourself, and you serve her as a slave, as Christ served the ecclesia. This is extremely sexy. All right, now we're going to show you an example. I don't know, we are. I am. Are you? No, okay, yeah, that's just, I should speak for myself here. I'm going to show you an example in the scripture of Jesus Christ doing this. For that, I'm going to go to John chapter 13, and let's start with verse 3. Jesus, being aware that the Father has given all into his hands, and that he came out from God and is going away to God, is rising from dinner and is laying down his garments, and getting a cloth, he girds himself. This is intense. You don't expect the sentence, laying down his garments and girding himself to serve, you don't expect that to follow the phrase, Jesus being aware that the Father has given all into his hands, and then he came out from God. You would think that the next sentence would be, therefore he gloried in his power, and he lorded it over the entire universe, vaunting his tremendous strength to destroy one and all. No, instead, he girds himself with a cloth, and he's getting ready to take to his knees. The Son of God is preparing to take to his knees to serve these lowly fishermen. And look what he does. Verse 5 of John 13. Thereafter he is draining water into the basin and begins washing the feet of the disciples and wiping them off with the cloth with which he was girded. He is coming then. This shocked them. They could not believe. This was the master. This was the one they called master, teacher. And now he is taking to his knees in front of them, and he is washing their feet. It was stunning. He's the king of the universe, and he's bowing, taking the form of a slave, and he's washing their feet, and they're stunned. He is coming then to Simon Peter, verse 6, and he is saying to him, Lord, thou art washing my feet? This was Peter. Lord, thou art washing my feet? He cannot believe it. It's the most stunning thing he's ever seen. Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing you are not aware at present, yet you will know after these things. Peter is saying to him, Under no circumstances shouldest thou be washing my feet for the aeon. No way, I can't let this happen. Jesus answered him, If ever I should not be washing you, you are having no part with me. Oh, isn't it hard for some people to be served? It is very difficult. And a lot of women, it's for some reason, it's hard for them to be served. Either they don't think they're worthy, or they've been mistreated for years, and they just don't think that they're worthy of this kind of service. And it's tough for husbands to bow down and lower themselves. But again, this is sexual. Men, you are serving an amazing, beautiful creature. And this is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. I want you to wash and kiss your wife's feet. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it. Maybe you could call it a ceremony. This is more than a ceremony. This is an act of worship, of adoration, and love. Your wife is on a pedestal. She is the most magnificent creation of God. You know that Eve was the last thing God created. God had made everything else. He made Eve, and he has not made one thing since. God has not created one thing since Eve, because he topped himself. That was it. Eve was the pinnacle, the summit of creation. Jesus is saying to him, well, Peter freaks out. Jesus said, if I'm not washing your feet, you have no part of me. Peter said, well, don't just wash my feet only, but wash my hands and my head also. Jesus said, no, I don't have to go that far. He who is bathed has no need except to wash his feet, and he's wholly clean. You remember I told you yesterday, I think it was, that the foot is deemed the most unworthy member of the body, and the head has a temptation to say to the foot, I have no need of you. Well, here a man is humbling himself, in front of his wife as Jesus humbled himself in front of the ecclesia of God, and he performs this service upon the most humble member of the body. Every man wants to have sex with his wife, right? A man wants to conquer his woman. Try this. Don't conquer her, but serve her, adore her, worship her. Kneel at her feet with a basin of water. I like to use, I could get a washcloth, and you get it really hot, and you get the water really hot, and then you warm up the feet, and you wrap that washcloth around your wife's feet. Put a pillow on your lap. Have your wife sit on the sofa. This is what I like. And then have her put her feet on a pillow, and then drape the towel. First, drape the towel over the pillow. Have your wife put her feet on the pillow, and then you put that warm, hot washcloth on her feet, and then that just relaxes them and opens up the pores, right? Then you take some lotion, all right, and then you put the lotion and you rub it in your hands and you get it nice and warm. You don't want cold lotion, for the love of God. Warm up that lotion. And then I want you to work that lotion into your wife's feet. And I'm not talking about these token little rubs. Okay, we're done. Now let's go watch the Colts. No, you're taking your time. I want you to push into those feet and just push and rub and get in between the toes. And I want you to work each toe individually. And then I want you to cup your hand back behind her heel. And I want you to caress it. And I want you to push your thumbs in there. Don't be wimpy, okay? Don't be wimpy. The foot needs some hard pressure in order to relax the rest of the body. The rest of the body reacts to the feet. The feet are the first thing that touch the ground. You know what happens when you stub your toe? What happens? The pain shoots right up your body and into your brain, right? Well, when you're rubbing your wife's feet, the love and the tenderness and the caresses go right up her legs through her stomach. It doesn't quite get to the stomach yet. It goes through her sexuality, see, passes through there, then goes into her stomach, then into her breast, then up her neck, then into her skull. It's a wonderful thing to watch this, and I want you to inhabit this role. I just don't want you to do it as a task. I want you to put yourself through your hands, and I want you to put yourself into her feet. Then when you're done with the lotion, you take the towel then and you kind of dab the feet. And then once you've dabbed the feet, then you have, of course, talcum powder nearby. Better yet, some kind of scented powder. I'll be able to recommend a brand to you sometime maybe. And then you just like dash the powder on her feet, and then you just rub the powder. Oh, wait a minute. No, I forgot a huge step. Well, before you, powder's the finishing touch. In between the lotion and the powder, you have to kiss her feet and caress her feet and lick her feet. Lick the bottom of her sole, start at the heel, and then lick all the way to the ball of the foot. And then I want you to lick her toes. And I want you to lick in between her toes and long, luxurious, loving strokes. This is after you've dabbed that lotion off. Don't worry about getting lotion in there. It's not going to kill you. If you get the right stuff, it tastes really good. So after you've done that for several minutes, I mean, you've already spent at least 10 minutes on each foot. But don't be looking at your watch, for the love of God. You're inhabiting this role. This isn't a competition, all right? This isn't a race. For once in your life, don't be competitive, please. All right, now then you kiss and lick and you caress and you suck. I want you to suck her toes. I want you to put her big toe in your mouth. I want you to suck it and make love to it. I want you to make love to your wife's toes with your mouth. This is fantastic sex. Your wife's going to dig it. And I'm telling you, if you don't think this is sexual, you got another thing coming, buddy. So you do that. And I want you to spend time on each foot, and then I want you to take the back of your hand. I want you to caress up her calf. Don't go too far. Don't go too far. Don't blow this. All right? You have a great thing going here. Don't blow it. Now just bring your hands up under the calves and bring them back down. Kind of finish with some percussion, kind of like, you know, get the blood going, and then the powder. Sprinkle that powder on, and then light kisses at that thing. Light kisses before you are licking and heavy kisses and all that. Now I want a very light touch for the finish, okay? And then I want you to blow on her feet like a... And that takes all the... That takes any kind of moisture just out. And, she's going to like this, all right? She is going to like... It takes practice. I understand you can't do this all at once. All right, this has been Martin Zender with a... barefoot adoration session here, and this is the example of Christ. But with Christ, it was not sexual. With your wife, it surely is. I'm Martin Zender, and maybe I'll make a training video someday. But until I do, love each other.